Texte numéro 11. And Republicans won't talk about guns. Someone tried to kill Donald Trump. Anyone familiar with the recent history of American gun violence should not be surprised. The AR-15 has been used in recent years to kill scores of people and injure hundreds more in mass shootings in the US. Republicans could take action to make it harder for people to obtain these weapons if they wanted to. There's even a precedent for it. In 1994, Democratic President Bill Clinton enacted the federal assault weapons ban, barring certain kinds of semi-automatic weapons along with high-capacity magazines. Politics around gun ownership became more polarized, and the provision expired without renewal after 2004. Today, introducing another federal ban has become a top priority for several Democrats following the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012. Organisations working to reduce gun violence agree with them. Polling suggests that a majority of Americans would approve of a ban too. According to one Fox News poll last year, 61% of Americans would support legislation restricting the weapons commonly referred to as assault rifles. But even after an assassination attempt on the former president this weekend, it's highly unlikely that modern-day Republicans will do anything to try to prevent people from obtaining these guns. Republicans are assigning the blame to Democrats. Indeed, Senator J.D. Vance, Ohio, now Trump's running mate, wrote on X that Democratic rhetoric led directly to President Trump's attempted assassination. The United States has the highest rate of civilian firearm ownership on Earth, with at least 120 guns per 100 people, and hardly any restrictions on their sale or access. The saturation of guns in the United States was created through decades' worth of advocacy and lobbying efforts by pro-gun organizations like the National Rifle Association, and it was built by Republican allies in Congress and in the White House, who have staunchly and consistently stood in the way of any legislation that would restrict people from acquiring guns in 2013, 2015, 2016, 2019, and too many other times to mention. A country with this many guns and this level of deep polarization is a nation vulnerable to political violence, just as we experienced this past weekend. As the shootings of Trump and former Democratic Representative Gabrielle Giffords make clear, leaders from both parties are at risk of becoming victims because of it. The dark irony is that you are likely to hear only one party speak directly about the weapons that make leaders so vulnerable to assassination attempts. Time and time again, Republicans have gone out of their way to avoid criticizing the instruments that make this political climate so potentially dangerous. Adapted from Vox, June 2024.